Irish criminal gangs have been considering supplying the highly dangerous synthetic drug fentanyl into the domestic market. A Garda chief has said, estimated to be around 50 times more powerful than heroin, it's been to the forefront of a devastating opiate epidemic in the US. The Citizens Assembly on Drugs took place this weekend, where members of the public were going through the sort of law and order and criminal aspects of the drugs trade and how to solve the problem of drug abuse in this country. Well, on Friday, I spoke to David Lane, who's head of the Cork Kerry Drugs Task Force, about the amount of cocaine in particular that's been seized coming in to this country and this county, and the overall picture of drug abuse and what the services are saying about what's happening on the ground.
Look, we're always busy, Gerry. From my point of view, nothing has really changed in terms of the trends that we've been seeing in the county over the last number of years. So again, when we work with people who are coming to us with problems around alcohol and drugs, it is kind of still, alcohol is our biggest challenge. And then obviously in terms of illegal and other legal drugs, over-the-counter medications, cannabis, prescription medications, heroin, cocaine, they all feature in terms of the people who come to us looking for help.
How prevalent is cocaine? We learned earlier in the year from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes is that Irish people are joint fourth highest consumers of cocaine globally. And we're seeing a lot of seizures, high profile seizures of large amounts from An Garda Síochána. Most recently, I think it was last month, 50 grand was seized by a series of raids carried out by Gardaí in Listowel and Tralee as part of Operation Tara.
Yeah, and we've been lucky enough since last year, Gerry, to look at establishing a cocaine initiative across Cork and Kerry. So we identified that we needed to do something specific around the misuse of cocaine and offer people opportunities to kind of deal with problems that they had around cocaine use. And so we have that project up and running in partnership with the HSE itself, Cork Kerry Community Healthcare. We have very strong links with the services provided through Coolmine, and we've engaged with them quite a lot in the region here over the last number of years to reach hard-to-reach populations of people, and that includes people who are using cocaine. You know, so we are doing quite a lot of work, and you know, there have been a lot of new initiatives developed in Kerry, as much as other parts of the region, over the last number of years, to respond to changes in terms of trends and the people who are coming to us with different kinds of problems.
What kind of people have been coming forward reporting or needing help with cocaine use?
Drug use and alcohol use, Gerry, there are no boundaries in terms of people getting caught up in terms of addiction or problem use. We're seeing people from all kinds of walks of life. So it's not necessarily people who are living in poverty or maybe homeless and maybe having mental health challenges and what have you. We're seeing people across the the spectrum of people with quite a lot of resources behind them, and others with very few, drug use and alcohol use and addiction, it doesn't have any kind of borders in terms of who it hits. And
who gets in trouble, I suppose, David, with both of them, with all of them, with poly drug use, I suppose.
Absolutely, and that is a big feature of it as well, Gerry. Like, so there are very few people who come to us saying, oh, I have a problem just with cocaine, or I have a problem just with prescription medications. Quite often it is, a cocktail of, a number of different substances that people come to us with.
Yeah, okay. And those initiatives have been developed to try and address that. And you're seeing, obviously, a demand out there for it, David.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we are very encouraged by the announcement by the Department of Health quite recently in terms of more investment in services for the year ahead. So it's always encouraging to kind of look at the needs that are there and what can be done in terms of funding, what needs to happen in terms of supporting people into recovery. As I said, we're delighted with the announcement that there
that's the $455,000 allocated to the Cork Kerry area to the community healthcare, which will
$445,000.
That's going to go some way to helping you do your work that's needed.
Absolutely, it is, and I suppose an important part of it as well is that I will be receiving a briefing from the Department of Health next Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to that. But I suppose just to say that, you know, that investment in services is critically important to us. And, you know, I work very closely with the Cork Local Drug and Alcohol Task Force in Cork City and the Southern Region Drug and Alcohol Task Force then as well, which covers Cork County and Kerry, in terms of that additional resource that comes to us. So it gives us an opportunity again to invest and to look at some of the challenges that we face in terms of providing support to people who want to get into recovery.
Yeah. David, just on another side of it, we had a report and reports from one of our public representatives this week, Sinn Féin TD Pat Daly, saying, look, he's coming across an increasing number of families contacting his office about drug debts owned by family members. So that just goes to show how this can impact wider society. You obviously deal with trying to treat the people involved who are using and needing help, but there's a massive impact from this sort of illegal activity or drug use that can impact on all family members, financially as well as everything else.
Absolutely, and one of the things that we're trying to do is look at ways in which we can support families who are dealing with that kind of intimidation that can happen around drug debt as well. We employed somebody quite recently through, again, the Drug and Alcohol Task Forces in the region down here, and to work on how we can engage with families and how we can engage with the Gardaí as well, because they're an important stakeholder in terms of how we address those kinds of problems. So, you know, that there's a bit of work starting on that, Jerry, as we speak, for the region and, you know, nationally as well, actually. I mean, there's been an initiative up and running in Dublin for a couple of years now, looking at that whole problem around drug-related debt and the intimidation then that can follow that. In terms of families who may never have realised that they've had
a loved one who's caught up in all of this.
Exactly. So we are starting to work on that as well.
Okay. David, there's been a wider debate as well in relation to antisocial behaviour on our streets and in our towns, and people have been talking about alcohol and drug abuse and use and how to tackle it, and there's people who feel more guards, more prisons, more harsher sentences, and there's other people who feel you'll never get to the bottom of fixing social problems like this unless you get people out from under addiction, shall we say, that may be fueling a part of it. What's your view on what needs to be done there in terms of the treatment side of things?
I think in terms of the, you know, I suppose that is a particular problem again, and it's a national problem. When we deal with public order problems, again, the Gardaí are hugely important in supporting us to tackle some of those issues in our society. But, you know, from my point of view, it's not just about harsher sentences and prisons for people who have problems around alcohol misuse or other drugs. It is about, you know, how we as a society can kind of you know, have a relationship with alcohol, for instance, because I mean that is one of the biggest problems, as I said earlier, that we have to deal with as a society. I think the government made a lot of progress in recent years, and certainly in terms of the publication of the Public Health Alcohol Act, that was a huge watershed moment for us in looking at, you know, taking on this particular problem in a very real way. Because we know within services that, you know, there are certain things that really make a difference in terms of our alcohol consumption. One is in relation to minimum unit pricing. That will make a difference. The second is in relation to availability. And, you know, the third then is in relation to marketing and target. Like, so what we've been hoping for and what had happened was the publication of that particular piece of legislation, and that's something that can really contribute to making a difference in our society. But at the same time, Jerry, and I think this is really important to say, that currently the government are going through a process of introducing another piece of legislation, which in many ways will contradict the value of the Public Health Alcohol Act itself. Like, you know, so, you know, on the one hand, you can have, you know, great progress being made in tackling some of these problems with a piece of legislation like the Public Health Alcohol Act, and then undo that in terms of other legislation, which looks at then extending opening hours. It looks at reducing the kind of the restrictions that would be that are currently there in terms of licensing premises and what have you, like, and, you know, making things worse for us again in terms of that particular issue. Like, so we need to really grasp that thorn, like, and and really, you know, if we're very serious about dealing with some of those problems, to actually to listen to people who know what they're talking about around public health problems and concerns, and dealing with those kinds of problems that you raise in terms of public order problems on our streets.